The photo shows Léa Tavares as a child in Congo in the 1950s. What it doesn't reveal, though, is her suffering and pain. Léa was born under Belgian colonial rule to a white Portuguese father and black Congolese mother, but mixed-race couples were forbidden and their children were considered a threat to white supremacy. So when Léa was 2 years old, Belgian police seized her from her home and placed her in a Catholic institution far away, severing her from her family.
When we thought about our mothers, we cried. All children want their mothers. We wanted our mother's warmth, but she wasn't there.
Léa is one of five biracial women now suing the Belgian state for crimes against humanity and seeking compensation.
What we want the Belgian state to do is explain why they abducted us from our families and mistreated us, why they took away our rights and cut us off from our roots and the world.
Campaigners say tens of thousands of children were torn from their families in Belgium's colonies. The span today is DRC, Rwanda and Burundi. Some were placed in orphanages, others were shipped to Belgium. Jacqueline Gogbe was three when she arrived in Belgium and was put up for adoption after being snatched from her mother's arms in Rwanda. She runs an association for other so-called stolen children. They're connected, she says, by their loss, trauma and broken identities.
It is an enormous loneliness in your heart. You don't know who you are. It was racism. It was dividing races to maintain a hierarchy that was not to be challenged.
In 2019, Belgium's government apologised for the systematic segregation and abduction of biracial children. A year later, it set up a commission to examine the country's colonial history in the wake of Black Lives Matter protests.
The commission's goal is to heal a wound. Of course, there will always be a scar, but if we don't treat this wound, it'll lead to more of the racism and discrimination we can see in Belgium today. So we must work on this.
The government's apology isn't enough. She wants answers, reparations, and for future generations to better understand the abuses of Belgium's colonial past. Taking the state to court hasn't been easy, but after decades of silence, Léa hopes for justice. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Brussels.